Are you excited to announce Best Picture?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
the
yeah.
Oscar goes to...
Okay, Coda.
The independent film Coda was the underdog winner of the Best Picture Oscar, breaking new ground as the first film produced by a streaming service to win Best Picture, and with its mostly deaf cast, including Troy Kotsur, who made history as the first deaf man to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
I just wanted to say that this is dedicated to the deaf community, the CODA community, and the disabled community. This is our moment.
This is an extermination.
Dune won the most awards with 6.
G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right?
But the talk of the night was when actor Will Smith punched comedian Chris Rock over a joke about Smith's wife's hair.
Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia, a medical condition that causes hair loss. Then a visibly shaken Smith won Best Actor for his work in King Richard.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. In this business, you got to be able to have people disrespecting you. And you got to smile and you got to pretend like that's okay.
It was awkward, it was sensational, it was dramatic, and though it was unplanned, it may have been just the thing that the Oscars producers needed to make this show buzzworthy once again. This was the first year that the Oscars have returned to the historic Dolby Theater since the pandemic, and the producers have been desperate, trying to find a way to get back those lost viewers.
Thank you, Kevin, that was very dramatic.
Other notable wins, Jane Campion became the third woman in film history to win the Best Director Prize, and Ariana DeBose became the first openly queer woman of color to win Best Supporting Actress.
Even in this weary world that we live in, dreams do come true.
The Oscars attempted to recognize the suffering in Ukraine with a moment of silence. And Ukrainian-born actress Mila Kunis, who's helped raise $35 million for Ukrainian refugees, briefly addressed what she called recent global events.
One cannot help but be in awe of those who find strength to keep fighting through unimaginable darkness.
People in Florida, we're gonna have a gay night.
The show was overall fun and light, as the producers had promised, with three funny women moving things along. It was a night Hollywood shines once more, and where drama was in spades. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.